And now, filling in for Sam Cedar, Air America's 14th biggest creditor, Mark Maron.
All right. 6 past the hour. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, progressive utopians with no sense of humor, lurking conservatives. How are you? I know I don't know what kind of audience we're going to have out there today, but perhaps the people that are waiting at LaGuardia Airport have me tuned in on their iPods or transistor radios. Perhaps they're holding their transistor radios up to their ears listening to the AM like they did in the old days, maybe snapping their fingers to the music that we just played. I don't know, but things are bad in terms of travel. I just hope it clears up by tomorrow because that's when I'm going to be traveling, and that's what's really important, isn't it, folks? I mean, when it comes right down to it, if you're thinking about traveling, how do I get me to where I need to be? It's sad that those people are over there now, but I just hope I don't get there tomorrow and people are sleeping. But by the way, though, if you are, you definitely do check your travel plans. Now, all of a sudden, I'm going to be Mr. Public Service Guy. Oh, and that reminds me, please call ahead to find out if everything's going to be okay for your travel plans. I'm not going to be an ass today. I'm a little sugared up. I'm a little tired. I couldn't sleep. I don't know why I couldn't sleep. Perhaps it was the piece of cheesecake that I decided to have at 10 at night. I'm in New York. It's amazing how you rationalize during the Christmas holidays. Or for me, it's how I rationalize anytime I'm out of town. Thank God I don't do drugs or philander anymore. Because out of town was like the free zone. Out of town was like another planet. It's like you're going to the land where nobody makes notes of anything you're doing. And there's no need to have a conscience or worry about anything. Out of town's a free zone. It's a black hole of fun. That's what out of town meant. And it still does, sort of, but there's a lot of self-flagellation going on in many different levels, both the bad kind and the fun kind that's sad afterwards. But, folks, I digress because I feel as though not many people are listening. That's what I'm feeling. But I do want to wish you a happy holiday season. There are things to be grateful for, obviously. And there are things to look ahead to with some hope. I already saw guys in Times Square wearing the 2007 eyeglasses for New Year's. I'm like, dudes, you're not supposed to open that box till later. They're already walking around with 2007 goofy glasses. I'm like, what the hell is that? I did go see some, I guess I should focus a little bit. I've been in New York and I try to exercise. I try to do the right thing on the road. I like to go to the YMCA, wherever I belong to the YMCA. I think that supporting the YMCA and belonging to the YMCA is an important thing. Let me explain to you why. You can belong to your trendy gym. You can go to your trendy gym with trendy people and never see what humanity is really about. And I think if you're at the gym, you should know what humanity is really about. And when you go to a YMCA, it's a community event. Everybody from the community is part of the YMCA thing. And most Ys are really good. And it's important, though, because I think when you go to a gym, you should realize the limitations of your mortality. You should realize that perhaps you're vain. Perhaps that maybe you should be thinking about your health and not how you look per se. And there's something humbling about the locker room of a YMCA because it's a community gym, which means you'll be there with all ages of people and you can see the full arc of human decay. You know, you can be there as a 20-year-old and with your taut little healthy body. You can be there as someone like me who's holding on to this idea that someday I will indeed have abs and very little body fat. Still at 43, never having had them, nor really wanting them in a way. But I still believe that I'm going to be ripped. And then you see the 80-year-old guy who's still going to the gym because it's healthy. And you look at him and you realize there's still no muscles coming back there. That's you look at an 80-year-old guy in the locker room naked and you realize that that's the best that can happen. If I'm lucky, I'm going to be that guy and I have to accept that. That's what's important about the why. Realizing your own mortality and realizing that that it doesn't end well for anybody on that level. If you want to call with some thoughts about Christmas, about the giving season, I've been having some thoughts lately. I did yesterday go out to see some art here in Manhattan, which is one of the great things that you can do in this city. I think it's important that we do that as progressives. There's a lot of angry people out there. There's a lot of people demanding justice that want the news, that want to know that George Bush is over, that want to know that everything is screwed and that we're going to have to come clawing back from this disaster we're in, and we're just now starting to do that. And I believe that is true. But please take some time to go out and look at some paintings. Go see a movie, perhaps a musical, sing a song, play some guitar, loosen up a little bit, will you? It's the holiday season. Give somebody something. Mike in Queens is already calling me, and you know, here I'm trying to try to get a holiday message going there. And he is he's got some. I will do that story right now, Mike. I'm going to let you introduce the story so we can get everyone freaked out 3 days before Christmas. Mike in Queens, what's up, buddy?
Great to hear you back on the radio again.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Just on CNN just now, right? I just got up. I just sat down. They just announced that the Army's just doing a test. Merry Christmas, everybody. The Army's just doing a test of the selective service.
That's right.
System.
Okay, let me get into that. Okay, Mike is right. Thank you, Mike, for bringing that to my attention. The selective service system is making plans to test the machinery of the draft. But they say they're not going to do it till 2009. The last time it was done was in 1998. But they are going to test the system. Kind of, let's see if this thing still works. Blowing the dust off it. Let's see if we can get those names going. The idea here is they want to test the system because if they do engage in a draft process, they claim that they're going to make it fair this time, that they're just going to be checking ages, and no matter what class of person you come from, no matter what economic class or what gender or race you are, that it's going to be a level playing field for being sent off to be killed for no reason. Perhaps. I don't know. Some people argue that perhaps a type of draft might be a good thing for the country, a type of draft that may engage people in a choice, that everybody has to do some sort of civic service at 18. They are automatically put into the service of the country for 2 years, and there's supposedly a certain amount of choice around that. I don't think that's a bad idea necessarily. I just wonder about that choice. I think that people should learn how their government works and perhaps find it exciting and invigorating and want to be part of that process, as opposed to just sitting around wondering what next technological toy they can play with and when they're going to have new options to play with on their computers. But I am frightened at the possibility that if they sell the draft that way, that you have a choice as to whether you want to get involved in government, in local government, or in state government, or you want to join a branch of the armed forces, that they will trick you and say, yeah, the getting involved with the civic process thing, that option is out because we're in a war everywhere and we need everybody. But this is not supposed to go into effect in 2009. The timing is a little creepy. It is Christmas. No one is reading the news, and they just kind of swept this by you. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to see if the old machine works. We're going to see if the old draft machine works. I've been reading some stuff, some interesting stuff about Iraq, but I do want to open up the phones a little bit because it is the Friday before Christmas. That may not mean much to people who don't care about that, but I want to take it a little bit easy. I wanted to gauge some phone calls. I wanted to answer any questions you might have about me, what I might know that may help you. I do want to know what some people are doing for their Christmas holiday that's interesting and progressive and even weird. I'd like to engage some of that. 866-303-2270. I could do a political wrap-up over the year, but I don't have the sound clips. We didn't prepare. There's nobody here anymore. There's just me and a few people, and maybe we'll talk to some of the people in the booth and find out what they're doing for the holidays. Because I just really want you people out there to take a week and reflect, be grateful, relax, enjoy your family, go to a movie or a play. I tell you, I went to a gallery yesterday and the day before just to look at artwork, just to get out of myself and realize that expression and creativity is so important to the spirit and to the soul of all people, and so few people engage in it. You know, doing Photoshop is creative, and maybe surfing around on the net, buying presents, that might feel creative. There's a lot of things that feel creative. But really surrendering yourself, embracing the creativity of others and also your own creativity, and maybe doing something nice for somebody else instead of bitching and moaning and whining and screaming all the time might be a nice thing to do. 866-303-2270. Holiday greetings. Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. What's the other one? I'll remember in a minute. Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. Damn it. I think it's Splenda. I think Splenda is what?
Tu B'Shvat?
That's it. Right. Tu B'Shvat. No, there's not two in one. Justin, our board op, has just told us that, well, I found out yesterday that he is half Asian and half something else. But he's, what is he, the other half, Justin?
Irish German.
You're Irish German and half Chinese.
Yes.
And he said that in the Chinese community, they refer to him as a Twinkie.
Yeah. And, Yellow on the outside, white on the inside.
But that's a Chinese referring to you as that.
Yes.
Who would have known that they would have their own inside racial stereotype? There's so little I know about Chinese people, but as it turns out, Justin doesn't know much either. 866-303-2270. It looks like people have something to say. I'll be right back. It's Mark here in for Sam Cedar Marin.
Hey, conservatives. Want to get some lies off your chest?
But our record on the economy is strong.
I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees.
We value the Constitution.
Call Sam Cedar at 866-303-2270. Sam Cedar, only on Air America Radio.